Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. We have a great chamber member with us today to talk about their business. But before we get to them, we'd like to talk to you about some upcoming chamber events. If you'd like to network and grow your business, well, there's no better place than a mixer or a breakfast meeting. And in January of 2015, we have a couple of great ones for you. Our first mixer of the year is going to be at Mac Fitness in the Kingston Plaza. Perhaps you, like so many others, may have put on a pound or two over the holidays. This is your chance to check out Mac Fitness, see all they have to offer, and maybe sign up for a membership. January 22nd is the date. Mac Fitness is in the Kingston Plaza, networking from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's brought to you by the Bank of Greene County. Lots going on there. Lyle and Holly every year have a wonderful mixer for us to start off the new year, and this will be no exception to that. They've got some great fun games for everyone, lots of competition, your chance to win a limited membership also to the Mac Fitness. So again, that's January 22nd. On January the 29th, our first breakfast meeting of the year features Congressman Chris Gibson, just recently reelected last year, talking about all the doings in Washington for the next year or two. Find out what's happening from his perspective at our breakfast meeting on January the 29th, 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Garden Plaza Hotel, formerly the Holiday Inn. Our sponsor that morning is Ulster Savings Bank. Again, that's January the 29th. Should be a great breakfast. Chance to meet with the congressman up close and personal. Okay, want to talk with our guests on the radio this morning from Small Start Investing Financial Services. We're glad to have with us today Larklin Campbell and Marion Manning. Good morning. Thanks for getting up bright and early today to be with us on the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to see you. Both have wonderful radio voices. We'll need to get you on here on a regular basis.
You know, if anything else, can always fall back on the radio.
I'm sure you can. Relatively new chamber members, we welcome you to the Ulster Chamber, and we look forward to growing your business and seeing you really be a huge success in our part of the beautiful Hudson Valley. Talk about what Small Start Investing is all about. Larklin, want to talk about that first?
Sure. Again, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it. Small Start Investing really is a online platform that connects entrepreneurs, small business owners, to private investors that we have there on our site at Small Start Investing. And it's quite simple. An entrepreneur or a small business owner log on to the site, and we cater to the little guys that might need anywhere from $500 up to $20,000. We find in our experience that that is usually the hardest amount to get from either a bank or your venture capitalist or angel investors, so on and so forth. So that's the market we cater to. And what a entrepreneur or small business owner would do is log on to the site, and we have a section where we call you post your pitch, meaning you go on and you pretty much just write exactly what it is you're looking for, why you need it, and all that good stuff. That, in turn, gets archived on our website, and the investors on a regular basis go on and pretty much do it. It's like a Google search. They type in, you know, I'm looking for, and whatever. We have the keywords feature, so once you post your pitch, you can punch in your keywords as well. And those are the keywords that the investors use to search. Once they punch that in, your business come up, they read it. If they like it, they reach out to you directly. And, you know, they make the connections, and the small business owner or entrepreneur tell them, and of course the investor work out their terms and all the necessary stuff. So Small Start Investing is really just the middle guy that makes the connection. From that point on, it's up to the investor and the entrepreneur to work out the details.
Interesting point for many people listening may be that it's easier to get the bigger money.
Absolutely.
50, 100,000 or more than it is the small capital.
Absolutely.
How did you find that? How do you know that? How did you find that out?
Well, after years of trying different businesses, perfect example, we had a small restaurant chain where we had about three restaurants at one point in time, and we were looking to expand into JFK, the American Airlines terminal there. And within about a week or two, we had venture capitalists looking to give us, I think it was at 1.5 mil at the time.
$1.5 million
to get into the American Airlines terminal in JFK. Wow. Of course, one of the business terminals in the States. On the other hand, we started another venture that we only needed about $20,000 to $25,000. And I have to tell you, if it wasn't for friends or family, we would never have gotten that money. Because, you know, banks or investors at the time were like, yeah, they kind of look at that as a waste of time for them. What would be the return? You know what I mean? So that's, we kind of, light bulb moment. You know, that's definitely a market that's underserved.
Wow. Give people, before we go any further, the contact information. What's the website so they can find out more about your wonderful business?
The website is smallstartinvesting.com. And all the information you need would be there. And you can also reach us locally at 845-363-0281.
Okay. And Marion, I know right on the homepage there's something that you're very proud of that you're working on. Talk about the kids competition you're working on.
Absolutely. The Success Kids Business Idea Competition, which we're actually in the promotion phase right now. We're looking for any kid between the ages of 10 to 17 who may have a business idea. And this is an absolutely free competition. They don't all they have to do is get parental consent and go on to our website, smallstartinvesting.com, and scroll down to the bottom of the page, and then they click there, and it'll take them to the page where they'll get all sorts of resources and information regarding this competition that we are promoting right now. It's a wonderful idea. We've always wanted to give back to the community, especially to kids, because we've always wanted to work with kids on some level, and we feel like this particular arena is great for kids because we want to instill in them the idea of not just getting an allowance but working for it and being more self-reliant and learning how to be
employers
instead of employees.
Great.
Right.
You know, one of my favorite shows is Shark Tank, and I'm amazed at how many younger people have these phenomenal ideas. Yeah. So talk about how that's going to play into your competition.
Hopefully. Yes. Well, they would pretty much go onto the website. They can either log onto the website. They could enter their ideas there, or they could mail in a form with their ideas. And we'll have a panel of judges that will select the winners from there.
Okay. Again, so the ages are from what to what?
10 to 17.
And this is any business idea whatsoever?
Any business idea. But it cannot be something that has already been implemented. It has to be an original idea.
So you can't say, okay, I have an area where I see there could be a Subway franchise or something like that. No, we want it to be original ideas from these kids. And again, like Marion mentioned, it's absolutely free to the kids. All they have to do is log on, post their pitch. We're big on posting your pitch, post their ideas. So, you know, they can enter the competition. And the deadline for them to enter that is
February 28th.
February 28th.
Midnight.
Yes.
Or 11:59.
Okay. And then so what happens to the person or the individual who's selected at the end of the competition?
Well, we have a total of, right now, we have a total of up to $2,500 in cash prizes. And we are hoping that the winners, that we have the top three, will use that to further their winning idea or ideas. So that's what we're hoping for.
And they may find some investors also who buy into their ideas,
there
right?
There we go. Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big cycle.
Small start.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. Is this the first time you've done the competition?
This is absolutely the first time, and that's why we've decided to start in our area, the Mid-Hudson Valley, because we've done a little bit of research behind this too, and there isn't much opportunity for kids to be exposed to ideas as these. There are, you know, in other parts of the U.S., but not in our particular area. And so we wanted to just introduce to the kids what it is like, not just to get, but to how you get to where you want to get, or how you earn, you know, the money that you're receiving.
Well, it's an interesting part of a person's brain, that entrepreneurial drive, the desire to create something or to make something, an idea or an actual product. And some folks have it. And this certainly sounds like a way that you can get them to expose them to the real business world.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I have realized that it's like anything else that we use, it takes practice, takes time. So in recognizing that as well, on our site we have a lot of resources, because something a kid might say or a parent might say, they're probably not going to be thinking of anything like that. They're not thinking like that. Or the kid might say, I don't have an idea. Well, log on to the site. We have a ton of resources on there that's geared specifically towards kids' ideas, what they can do, what they can't do. And they all, sometimes all you need is to see something and say, you know what? I think I can do something like that, you know, and put your own turn, your own twist on it. And there you have it, an idea. So we have a ton of resources on the site. So we don't want to exclude anyone that's saying, well, if you don't have an idea, don't try. No, log on. There's a ton of resources on the site
which
that they can use to spark an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so give the website again, Marian, for kids.
SmallStartInvesting.com, and there they'll find the link.
Right on the homepage, register for the Success Kids Business Idea Competition. It's right on the homepage. And parents listening right now should get their kids up early and get them to the website and get their juices flowing, right?
As early as possible.
Absolutely.
What's the deadline again?
February 28th, 11:59 p.m.
Okay. And I'm going to urge any businesses listening now who are interested in helping in terms of making that pot of riches even greater, if you'd
Absolutely.
Like to contribute, you'd accept that, I assume, right?
Absolutely, because right now, it's our company, Small Start Investing, we're doing the cash prizes as well. All the funding, all the promotion that's going on behind this, it's all Small Start. So yeah, if there's any business out there that's interested and willing to, you know, help to make this even a bigger success for the kids, please feel free. All the information, again, is also on the site as well, that they can reach out to us and, you know, let us know where they can help.
Fantastic. Great, great ideas. Start small. And that's one of the concepts behind this entire business. What a great business plan you've got. Talk more about, if you would, how folks get involved in either as an investor or as an entrepreneur in your company in terms of growing their business.
As an investor, again, log on to smallstartinvesting.com and you sign up. The tracks are very clear. You have entrepreneurs and you have investors. Whatever route you choose, you go on and you sign up. Now, as an investor, we literally do a brief interview just to call, make sure people are real. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really here to try and help, because I've been there quite a few times. So once you sign up as an investor, if that's the route you choose, you don't go active until we talk to you, and we have a set of questions, and just to make sure you are who you say you are, and you know you're legit and you're able to do what you say you're able to do. As an entrepreneur, you sign up, you post your idea, you decide whether you want to do it. Yeah, your idea be active for a month or 3 months, anything in between, and that's it. It's that simple. With the entrepreneur, we don't think anyone would just go on and pay you $40 and not really want the money.
Right.
So we figure that's, you know, that doesn't require any type of, you know, follow up.
All right. So again, let's talk about the investors. How much might I be expected to invest? And is that strictly up to me? And when do I get a return?
Strictly, totally up to you. Again, being the middle person, everything, we give our investors total control of the process. Of course, the initial meeting and all that, we ask it be done through our site initially. But once you make that contact through our site and you and the entrepreneur decide what you're doing, then you could absolutely take it offline and, you know, communicate as you see fit. The terms and all that, again, is totally up to you, the entrepreneur, and the investor. And like I said, on our site, once the entrepreneur puts up their pitch or their idea or their needs, it gives you the option of how long you think that investor will see a return on their investment, whether it's, again, for the purposes of our site, short term, medium, which is 6 months to about, I think it's like 18 months, and then long term, which is anything above that.
Fantastic. So the company is Small Start Investing. We'll give you the contact information in a minute. Our guests on the radio are Larklin Campbell and Marianne Manning. One of the things I noticed right away when I went to your website is this truly is a web-based business, and you could probably teach a course on that because I'm finding testimonials and people responding to your website from all over the country, and yet here you are based right in our Hudson Valley region.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's an amazing thing about the World Wide Web as we know it. Seven years ago, half the things that we're able to do now, it was probably possible, but it would cost, I mean, a lot more to accomplish. So over the years, with technology and all that good stuff, it has truly become leveled the playing field for everyone, every and anyone who would like to get into business.
Design a good website, obviously. And then what else? What else in terms of being found on the internet? What do you recommend?
There are so many resources out there now where the end user sees a great website, but behind that website, there is a lot of keywords and site optimization and all that good stuff. Now, most people are like me, probably, who have no clue. All I want to do is log on and see a nice looking website. But behind that, there are so many resources out there that these are what these guys or these companies, whether here in the States or overseas, this is what they do. Plug in your site with keywords and make sure the search engines pick it up and press releases. It's there for anyone who, you know, have an idea and want to start something, especially online.
Website address is what?
SmallStartInvesting.com. That's SmallStartInvesting.com, all one word.
If they want to talk to a real live person on the phone, how can they reach you?
Local number is?
Our local number, 845-363-0281.
Or they can email you also, right?
Absolutely, at info@smallstartinvesting.com.
All right. Now I'm in the position of someone who's looking for help with my struggling business. And this is so typical. We hear in our business at the Chamber of Commerce, been in business for 18 months, 2 years, maybe 2.5, and still haven't found that magic ingredient. So now I want to do a pitch because I need some assistance with my business. But I don't know about writing pitches. How do I proceed with that step in terms of getting on your website and making sure investors see me and want to help me?
I am glad you asked that, because we specifically designed the site as kind of keeping with the trend of today, the Twitters and the Facebook, and you keep your posts really. So in the business world, as we call it, the elevator pitch, it's really what it comes down to, right? We are not, for the site itself, and typically you find with the investors for the amount of money, they're not requiring you. It would kind of be self-defeating to require a detailed business plan that might end up costing you about half as much as you're asking for. So the way this was designed with that in mind. So you go on, and it's kind of like an elevator pitch. A paragraph, maybe two. It's really all because, again, some of the investors on this site, they're younger guys as well. They're really not going to sit there and read
page after page.
It's right. just not going to happen. So what we usually tell, and we have resources as well on the site. If you're not sure, we have links to, you know, how do you write a nice elevator pitch and all that good stuff. So the resources are there. But my advice would be keep it short, keep it simple, straight to the point. Most of the guys you're dealing with, anyway, what they really want to know is, when am I going to get my money back? And how much can you add to that?
Right.
You know, it's Fantastic. That simple.
All right. And so when you go to smallstartinvesting.com, here's something great. Marion's going to talk about it. For those people who joined us late, there is a competition right on the homepage for those kids in your family with these bubbling geniuses you have there, right?
Absolutely. Between the ages of 10 through 17, living within the Mid-Hudson Valley region or a little bit beyond, if you're so interested, which I really believe no one will want to pass up on this opportunity, you can log on to our website, smallstartinvesting.com, and there you'll find a wealth of information regarding the Success Kids Business Idea Competition, which is running, which is actually open now, but we're also promoting it as well. And our deadline is February 28th, 11:59 p.m.
That's the deadline for the ideas to be submitted. And again, this competition is totally free, absolutely free to all the kids. And again, Small Start is doing a cash prize of a total of about $2,500. However, if there are any businesses out there that wouldn't mind helping, this is an opportunity to get that business name out there as well, because we will be doing some campaign with whether it's on TV, cable, you know, whatever cable companies are out there, radios, obviously, and newspaper. So, you know, with a donation or a sponsorship,
yes.
You definitely get your business name out there as well.
But the bottom line is we want to get these kids involved in their future. And I believe this is a great way to get them savvy, or an introduction then, into what's ahead of them.
Fantastic. What a great idea. And we invite the parents to just show the kids the website and then step aside. Let them do all the work.
Give their parental consent. Go over whatever they need to and get your kids going.
But let it come from your son or your daughter's mind.
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. Absolutely. All right. So again, the company is Small Start Investing, proud members of the Ulster Chamber. Larkland and Marion, thanks for your time coming on the radio. We wish you the best of success in your business. And please come to our events, network, and meet other folks. Grow
Absolutely.
Your business in our gorgeous Hudson Valley region.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having us again. Right. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Again, smallstartinvesting.com. Find out all the information right there. And gosh, lots going on in our region that can really make a big difference. So thank you for starting your business and growing it right here in the Hudson Valley. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. So for our chamber members and prospective members, we would like to invite you to come to some 2015 events. And with that, we hope you had a wonderful New Year's Eve and a great New Year. Lots of optimism in our region. We're hoping it's going to be a great year for all of our members and for our economy in general. We invite our members to come to our next mixer on January 22nd at Mac Fitness in the Kingston Plaza, 5 to 7 p.m. No charge for members and prospective members. Delicious food will be served, I can guarantee you that, and it's sponsored by the Bank of Greene County. January the 29th is our chamber breakfast meeting, the first one of the brand new year, with Congressman Chris Gibson, 7:30 to 9 o'clock at the Garden Plaza Hotel, Washington Avenue, Kingston. Come find out what's happening in Washington from his perspective. And it's sponsored by Ulster Savings Bank. For all these events, you can go online to ulsterchamber.org, or you can call the office at 845-338-5100 and make reservations that way. Thank you so much for being with us on the radio. We hope you enjoy the rest of this weekend, and be with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.